Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so excited to be in the place where God wants us to be tonight in our Bible study class. And I just give God praise and I give him glory on tonight. We thank God for another opportunity to study his word on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order. We're going to have a short devotion, a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will, let me see, we're going to have scripture going to come from Psalms 50. But first of all, I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places on tonight, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone else in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to study the word of God on tonight. Our scripture reading tonight will come from Psalms 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very temperate round and about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me, my sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I would take a bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beast hills are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. I have just read you from Psalms 50, from the first to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We'll have a song now.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working every place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. Can we make the miracle water from me? The night and the darkness, my God, that is who you are. We made a miracle walk from me. Night and the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. miracle walker, strong and feeble, light of the darkness. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle walker, strong and feeble, light of the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Your wife away on you. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, your wife away on you. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. To it all. Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing tonight and repenting and asking for forgiveness and asking you to cleanse us tonight and through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God. And I come first of all, Lord, and just binding the strong man on tonight, God. And I bind the strong man right now from our lives. I bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, every demonic foe, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you tonight to open up our minds, Lord, restore, refresh our minds on tonight, rejuvenate, God, revive our minds on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we asking you tonight to minister to our minds, minister to our heart, God. In the name of Jesus, teach us, O Lord, and teach us, Lord, and teach us, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach us on tonight, minister to us on tonight, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you right now. Well, we bind up every demonic foe, every strong man. We bind you up. We cast you out, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. We ask all these things, and we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be in God's word. It's such an awesome thing to be in God's word. That's just like sitting at his feet, learning from him. So tonight, we're going to be in, and we start with chapter 22 in Genesis chapter 20. And I'm going to read for your hearing and my hearing. I read it the last time, I think, I'm not for sure. Anyway, I'm going to read again, 22 and 23. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it up on Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him and said, out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Milcah, she had also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Chaz, and Hazor, Pildash, and Jilaph, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight, Machal did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Ruma. She bore also Tabah and Gehem, and the Hash and Makiah. Chapter 23 says, and Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of in life. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kerjeba. I know how to pronounce that. I just can't do it now. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham called to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heath answered Abraham, saying unto him, hear us, my Lord, thou art a mighty prince among us in the choice of our sepulchre. Bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he have, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for possession of a burying place among you. And Ephraim dwelt among the children of Heath, and Ephraim the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heath, even of all the went in at the gate of his city, saying, nay, my Lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee in the presence of the sons of my people. If I it thee, bury thy dead. Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, but if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me, I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephraim answered Abraham, saying unto him, my Lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephraim, and Abraham weighed to Ephraim the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, he 400 shekels of silver, current money, with the merchant, and the field of Ephraim, which was in Machpelah, which was more before Mar, the field, and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round and about, were made sure unto Abraham for possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of this field in Machpelah, before Mar. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therefore therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Amen. So we've read 22 and 23 chapters, 22 and 23. So we're going to get ready to go into our questions. Okay. Why did God tell Abraham to sacrifice his son?
He tempted Abraham.
Man, ma'am. Yes, he did. There was a test. Tested Abraham's faith. Mm-hmm. Who carried the wood on his back for the sacrifice?
Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac.
Yes. Amen. Why did God know that Abraham feared him?
Because he obeyed him. He obeyed him.
Amen.
By doing just what God told him to do, God told Abraham to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice, and Abraham did that.
Yes, he did. What did God provide as the sacrifice?
A ram in the bush.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. In whom would the nations be blessed?
Abraham.
Who was Rebecca's father?
Bethel. That's not it.
You know what? I may have read it where you all couldn't really understand because I was trying.
You said Rebecca, father.
Yeah. Oh yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It's Bethuel.
That's who it was. How was he related to Abraham?
Nephew.
Was it?
Who?
Behold, Michal, she had also born children unto thy brother Nahor. Okay. And let me see. Yeah, it was his nephew, because I think that was Nahor's son. And I think Rebecca was Nahor's granddaughter. Which was Nahor was Abraham's brother.
Amen, amen.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am, you're right.
Where did we in chapter 20? Oh, I answered the question, didn't I? We're in chapter 23. Where did Sarah die?
In Kirjath Arba.
Mm-hmm.
In Hebron.
Yeah.
In the land of Canaan.
Yep. Where did Abraham bury her?
In a cave, in a field. And Machpelah, which is Haran.
Machpelah.
In the land of Canaan.
Yeah. Who owned that land where she was buried?
Ephraim did.
Who?
Ephraim. Ephraim.
Abraham.
I thought Ephraim owned it because he was trying to sell it to Abraham. So Ephraim owned it because that was like they were trying to negotiate a price. So back in those days, give, like, you know, if they have to offer it to you before the sale. Because you oblige, then that's okay. But if you say anything else otherwise, like I would buy, I would spend whatever, then they would go along with that. You get what I'm saying? And that land was actually a lot because, you know, it had so much going on with it. So
did he sell it to Abraham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means it was Abraham's land then, right?
He sold it to Abraham. Yeah, but it was Ephraim's land before it was Abraham's land, because he was there already in Canaan. He traveled around in Canaan. He lived in that area, like previously, in chapter 13. And he knew the caves, and it was willing to pay. That's why he wanted to pay full price for that land, because it was something that he was familiar with and knew those caves back and forth. And he knew if he traveled around those lands, so did Sarah. I'm assuming Sarah probably was with him when he was. But that's what I came up with, that Abraham bought the land from him and eventually became Abraham. But it started off being Ephraim.
So when Sarah was buried, it was already Abraham's land.
Yes. He bought it before he buried her.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I did a lot of little research on it, but I mean.
Yeah, she was buried there, but she was dead before he, and then he bought the land and buried her there. From what son of Noah was these people?
Zohar? Or, no. Mm-hmm. What son of Noah?
The son of Noah. It's Japheth, Ham, and whom? Huh?
Zohar? Z-O-H-A-R?
Sons of
you
Noah.
Mean Shem? Oh, no.
It was one of them. Yeah, it was one of them, sons of Noah.
Ham, Shem, or Japheth.
Mm-hmm. So who were these people? Where is this land at? Where are they at?
In Canaan.
Canaan?
Okay.
Somebody.
Who is from Canaan? Which one of them from Canaan? Who did Noah curse?
Was it Ham?
The one that saw him naked, was it Ham?
Whatever his name is.
No. It was Ham's son. It was Canaan. Oh, it was one of them, Ham or Canaan. I thought it was Canaan, and he went and told his daddy.
It was Canaan. It was Canaan.
But,
cursed be Canaan, verse 24 in Genesis chapter 9.
Okay, so.
Noah awoke from his wine, Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. Then he said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants, he shall be to his brethren.
Yeah.
It's Genesis
right.
chapter 9 and 24. The Lord, let me kind of write
so
to it.
That's a blessing.
Oh,
so
my
God.
Was
Ham?
Right.
Yeah. It was Ham. Because, you know, they came and Ham them. They got all the land.
Ham, Shem, Canaan, and Japheth.
Yeah.
Japheth, something like that.
So what was so significant about Abraham, Isaac? What was so significant about that thing? Because I just like that. Like to ran and hollered and stomped and jumped and everything, because it was something about that. What was so significant, so so deep within Abraham and Isaac.
It is a picture of God sacrificing his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
Come on now. You better come on here. Thank you, Lord.
Say it again. Say it again.
I said it's a Abraham and Isaac is like a foreshadow or a type of Christ or a type of picture of like Jehovah God, our Creator, sacrificing his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, because that's what Abraham was going to do to Isaac, and God stopped him. But that's also what God does through Christ.
Absolutely.
So Abraham is like God, and Isaac is a type of Christ, a sacrificial lamb. But that ram in the bush becomes Christ. He takes Isaac's place.
Absolutely.
The ram in the bush. Oh, my
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. That's exactly. It was this was a type or a shadow of something for the future. So this brought this on down the line. This how this thing happened. So it was just a blessed thing because God, somebody want to talk? Somebody saying something? Because
no, you
God,
don't. Go right ahead.
God sacrificed. God allowed him. God tested Abraham. A lot of times, he don't test us to sin, but he tests our faith to see if we're gonna do exactly, you know, obey him. Even though he's not gonna do just like he brought Abraham and Isaac all the way to the altar, and Abraham put Isaac up on the altar and then was getting ready to cut his throat until the angel told him not to do it. Yes, that was a test of faith. Just like he gave his only begotten son up for us. Abraham did the same thing. When I tell you, he did the same exact thing. It just, when I was reading and I was going back over and going back up, I say, look at here, God. Look at here. It's just a foreshadow or a foreplay of the Messiah. Just what the Father did, Abraham did it first. He said, I know you love me. I know that you depend on me. You're going to obey me because you did just what I told you to do. You went to the mountain I told you to go to. You didn't waste no time. You went right on. And when God got through, when they was finished, he supplied the sacrifice. He supplied the sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the ram in the bush. He did that. And I thank God so much. I was tired and sleeping and stuff. When I started reading that stuff more and more, it really got down in my spirit because it's like almost. It almost happened. He almost did it. And God just tested his faith, and that let us know that we're going to be tested, not to sin, but we're going to be tested and tried sometimes. But we got to believe God. We got to obey God. We got to obey God. We got to obey him. And the thing is, when we do, God rewards us just like he just did Abraham. He say, I'm going to make your seed just as many as stars is in heaven or the sand granules on the seashore. That's how I'm going to multiply and multiply. He rewards for obedience and sacrifice.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I'm telling you. Okay.
I want to also add something in there too, because, I mean, God built Abraham slowly. And if you really think about it, he built him piece by piece. He built mm-hmm. Abraham year by year into a man of faith. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
to me, this is not so much of a test, but it's his faith. How can I say this? It's not so much of a test, but it's to reveal his faith. And
to refine his faith. Mm-hmm.
To reveal it too, because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, are tested.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because by him, you know, producing this man, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, I'm not going to say that God didn't know who, what type of man he was, but what had went on previous
yeah.
before
yeah.
Abraham, which, you get what I'm saying? So it was to reveal mm-hmm. what type of faith he had in God. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just think that, you know, these tests, is just to reveal it, not to only God, but to others too as well. Because now we can go back and look at Abraham and see the type of faith Abraham actually put in God to the point where he was about to kill.
Yep, kill his son.
You know, the ram in the
son.
Bush thing?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just, this is amazing. And I mean, you know, I can't really imagine a greater test.
Man,
that, you know, which the Lord applied to Abraham, because it ended up being something
else. You know, I don't know if
that's
I could have did.
Faith.
Yeah,
I don't know, but she should have been dead.
Girl,
I mean, I would have thought about it. Not saying I'm pretty sure he thought about it. Just like every one of us, we think about before we react to some things that's deadly. You know what I'm saying? That may, you know, that may be harder repercussions on us. So we think about a lot of things that may happen, and sometimes we don't. We just do it. You get what I'm saying? But sometimes when you know
mm-hmm.
God and you know what he's capable of, and you know, whatever, that I just killed, I'm sorry, God, this is, well, that may not be for me then. God will still recover you from it. You get what I'm saying? So he just put his whole all. I just want that Abraham faith anyway.
Yeah, that's some strong faith, because I don't know who would have sacrificed their only son. I mean, we're all human. You know, who would give up, kill their son to be a burnt offering? Who would give their son up like Jesus, like God did? I just don't know. And so it's a hard thing. It's real deep.
Especially when it was so, then it takes so long to get him. The Sarah was what, 90 years old or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
When she had him.
Yeah.
So it took so long
yeah.
to get him then, and what they went through, you know, she let him sleep with the maids and all of that. And then that ought to
yeah.
be, and then he turned around and about to kill his son.
Yeah.
Baby, that's some deep type of faith. That's some
yep.
deep type of faith. That take a lot of...
That's when you really, really trust the Lord, when you trust every word he said, when you trust and have that faith. Anybody else got anything to say on this? It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. And then I was reading here where he says, God tempts no man by enticing him to sin, nor does the word here used ever signify any such thing, but to try exquisitely nor do God try men in order to promote or confirm his own knowledge of them, but to manifest what they are to themselves and to the world, that his rewarding or punishing them may appear the more wise and equal, or his blessing them the more gracious. See, because once you prove to God, once you show him, because God already knows what's in our hearts anyway, but when we obey him, it's a reward. I'm telling you, it's a reward. When you sacrifice, when you make that sacrifice, that's why when people fast and stuff, they make that sacrifice and fast and do that kind of stuff. Oh, you going to get something. Something going to get done. Something going to get done. And we got to keep and continually doing the obeying God first and foremost. When obedience is better than sacrifice, that's what the word of God says. It's better than the sacrifice. When you obey God, that's what you got to do. You got to obey God. It may not, it's not what it looks like. And God is not going to do anything to hurt us. He won't put no more on us than we can bear. To whom much is given, much is required. We can stand way more than we think we can. We can. We can hold on to way more than we think we can. God can put more. He'll let you know he does this to test our faith and let us know you can endure much more than you think you can. In me, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So if we put all of our trust and faith and confidence in God, I don't think it's nothing we couldn't do. I don't think it's nothing, because God can do anything but fail. So I'm saying, if we put all of our faith in God, and it, you know, I'm talking, and it's a hard thing to do sometimes. That's why I say I don't know if I could have did it. I trust God. I do trust God. But when you have one son, your inheritance, it's a hard pill to swallow. Just like Jesus asked the Lord, asked the Father, let this bitter cup pass me. He was like, shoot, let this go on by me, Father. But he didn't. He died, and he could have came down from the cross. Huh?
I have another question. So basically, you know, thinking back of how he was going to actually kill his son, what if he didn't?
I don't know.
I mean, you get what
I don't
I'm
know
saying?
What
was it punishment about, or? It was just his faith was going to be shaken a little bit. God was going to be, I know, really disappointed at him. But, I mean, I guess he,
this is why
I don't
say,
know.
This is why I say God know what we're going to do before we do it. Because he knew Abraham was going to do just what he said.
Yep.
He knew it, yep. Abraham. And he already had all he had to do is, to show that he was going to be obedient. He already had the ram in the bush. He already had it. All he had to do was pull that pocket knife out to get ready to cut Isaac's throat. Yep, that was something. Mm-hmm. That was something. Anybody else have anything to add to it? You know, through all of that, Abraham, I don't know. Well, I guess Abraham did. I was thinking, well, he did say it. He said, because Isaac said, you got the wood and you got this, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham told him that God would supply the sacrifice. Amen. Well, I was trying to stay on the whole hour. That's why we had to, when it's just a few questions, we have to go. We have to do at least 9 or 10 of them because this went so quick. And especially 22 went really, really quick. Really, really quick. So next week, we're going to take 24 and 25. That'll be 9 questions. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to, we haven't even went 45 minutes.
I don't think it's so much of the questions and going through it fast. I think it's just breaking down each scripture or breaking down the verses in those chapters. So I think, you know, it's just because each verse means something. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think it's all about the question. I mean, it is, but just so we can retain it. But I think it's just more so of the different verses that's in the chapters because they all mean something. Just like, you know, I was, you know, sitting here listening to you talk and reading as well. And, I found that on here, you know, it said something about Sarah and how she was the only woman in the Bible who age at death is recorded. This gives us some measure of how highly she is regarded in the Bible. And not only that, I came across another one where it says nowhere in the Bible we are told to look to Mary, the mother of Jesus, as an example of God, of a godly woman. But twice we are told to look at Sarah as such. And the examples are in Isaiah and 1 Peter. So it's some things to me in the verses that go along with it. And I mean, this was in 23. When, you know, it was just saying how, you know, Sarah lived 127 years. And it just, you know, talked about Abraham and his mourning. You get what I'm saying? And how Abraham, I think it's significant because back in those days, opposed to now too, you know, he really mourned. You know, he wasn't afraid to mourn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would think that they would have some type of law or rule or you get what I'm saying? But he wasn't afraid to mourn. So it was, you know, the mourning, you know, was demonstrated in an appropriate way. You get what I'm saying? And for the man, you know, to have such great faith. And a friend of God. You know what I'm saying? So he was weeping for his companionship. And he did it in a stand up way. He even weeped in a good way. You get what I'm saying? Cried in a good way. To weep for your loved one. That's just like
Why do you think Abraham didn't bring the other two guys to the mountain? Remember, he told them they came so far, and he told them to wait right there.
Well, I think they would have probably tried to stop him from killing his son. So, but he had to carry out the order that God had given him.
That's
so he didn't want no interference in what he had to do.
And that's it. That's it. Well, that's what I believe is it anyway.
And, you know, I think they probably would have. they probably would have grabbed Abraham and probably God would have killed them. You know, he probably would have. You know, because he was trying to do what God told him to do, and so that's probably right. I don't know. I was just reading here and where it was saying that he told his two young men, you know, to stay back.
Yeah.
But this is a good lesson right here, and I just thank and praise God for it, because it really did something to me, and I didn't, you know, I never looked at it the way I'm looking at it now. So every time I read over this Bible, I always get something different. Always get something different. I thank and praise God every time I get a chance to study and read like this, because you go into depth and you study even the more, because you're trying to get as much out of it as you can, you know. So it's a good thing. And then we remember, we know where we came from. We know where we came from. Can't nobody tell you where you came from, because you know, because we studied it and we came up with it. And God showed us where we came from. So if somebody try to tell you that, you know the answer. You know. And even with the Sodom and Gomorrah thing, that's where sodomizing come from, that word and all that kind of stuff. We know where things like that come from, because we've been over it. And we when it come up, it's going to pop right back up. The Holy Spirit will bring it right back to you. Mm-hmm. We didn't went over a lot, and we didn't learn a lot, and we not even half done with Genesis, because there's 50 chapters in Genesis. You know, and so it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. I thank God for everybody that, you know, came on. And I mean, I had to study a little bit. I was so tired. I got me some coffee to try to wake myself up. And the Lord helped me and blessed me to wake up and stuff. So long enough, because anytime I start reading, I get sleepy. If I'm tired, I'm going to fall asleep. So I had to shake myself and try to read. Mm-hmm. Anyone else have anything else to say? Okay, we're going to get ready to close out on Thursday night. We're going to do chapters 24 and 25. And 24 got 4 questions, and 25 have 5 questions, so that's 9 questions. And I'm gonna find some more stuff to kind of talk about, too, because we need to be the whole hour. We need to talk about this the whole hour, so we'll be able to get a really, really good understanding in it. Really get a good understanding in it. So, yeah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you tonight for opening up our understanding. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. Lord, we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word on tonight. Lord, we give you praise on tonight. Magnify you tonight, God. Lord, we just come thanking you for each and every one that's up under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover each one of us in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around us to protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger, and protect our families as well. Lord, we just love you tonight, God. Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. We just thank you for your word, God. We give you praise, hallelujah. We give you glory on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. So on Thursday, we'll be right back for those 2 chapters. I'm excited about it because I'm going to start studying tonight. So God bless you all. Y'all have a good night. And we will get to you by the grace of God on Thursday night. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Amen.
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 Amen. Good night.
Good night.